Welcome back, friends. So we're looking at the Beatitudes, the eight doors of the kingdom, with the launching point off of Father Jacques Philippe's work. The second door, blessed are those who mourn, the door where God himself comes close. Today we walk through the second door. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be consoled. At first hearing, this beatitude sounds like a contradiction. How can mourning possibly be called blessed? Jacques Philippe helps us by saying that Jesus is not glorifying sadness itself. He is revealing what God does with sadness when we place it in his hands. Scripture promises that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes with the morning, and that God's consolations delight the soul. The beatitude is a promise that no suffering placed in God's heart is ever wasted. Philippe points out that mourning is part of love. We mourn because we care. We grieve losses, sin, injustice, disappointment, our own weakness, and the pain of others. The danger is not mourning. The danger is trying to escape sorrow by hardening the heart or distracting ourselves. Jesus does not tell us to silence tears. He tells us where to bring them. The Catechism says that the Beatitudes sustain hope in the midst of tribulation and proclaim the blessings and rewards already secured, even in the midst of persecution and suffering. Section 1728, paragraph 1728. This means consolation is not psychological optimism. It is the work of God in the soul. Philippe writes that God is the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation. He himself comes into the places where we hurt, not merely to remove pain, but to fill it with his presence. A key insight in these pages is that we often look for consolation from people, situations, or success, and become discouraged when they do not satisfy. Philippe says that the true source of consolation is God alone. When we allow ourselves to be his children, we learn to say with the psalm, "My tears have become bread, yet the Lord will command his steadfast love for me." God wants to console us not from afar, but from within the heart. Then Philippe takes us one step further. The consolation we receive is not meant to stay in us. He says that Christians are called to be consolers of those who suffer. The world is full of hearts in need of comfort today. St. Paul says that God consoles us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to console those who are in affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves were consoled by God. And that is part of our baptismal mission. So this second door is very tender. Jesus does not promise that we will never mourn. He promises that no tear united to him will be meaningless. He also entrusts us with a mission. Consoled by God, we are sent to bring a quiet hope to others. Let us bring our real sorrows to Christ without pretending and without closing our heart. Let him be the God of all consolation for us. Ask him to show us one person whose burden you can quietly help to carry, and perhaps an action item for this next time. Name in prayer one grief or worry you normally hide or distract yourself from. Offer it simply to Jesus and say, "Lord, I give you this sorrow. Console me as you know best." Then ask, "Whom do you want me to console this week?" And do one concrete act of presence or kindness.
Yeah, and the Lord knows that there's no shortage of people, of sorrows that we can offer up and of people who need consolation. So you will be rich. You'll be rich in people who can use your suffering, right? I do think it's one of the beautiful elements of the Catholic Church that I think is often lost in others, is that particularly in a modern world that is turned away from God, the line that you said that really struck a chord with me was that God doesn't only remove suffering. He fills you with himself. And that's the key difference, I think, between a materialist world and the world of those with faith, right? Because they think that simply by removing suffering, that is sufficient, right? And that's why we end up with terrible things like abortion and euthanasia, quote unquote mercy killings, right? Because we think that the removal of the suffering is sufficient. But if you simply remove the suffering, if we want to take it to that point of the Beatitude, those who mourn will be comforted. If all that you do is remove the sorrow, you don't have any consolation. There is no consolation. And one of the things that I think, just from the secular world, I think one of the places where we kind of saw that Christian love coming into action, where people who were mourning, that God will send consolation, was in the life of Scott Adams at the very end of his life, that he lived out pretty publicly, right? When he initially announced that he was sick, and that he was dying, he essentially said that he was going to choose the date that he was going to die, right? That he was going to
Right.
make himself avail himself of mercy, of removing the suffering, right? Of removing that. But I think over time, and thanks be to God, Christians reached deeply within themselves and became the source of consolation to him, that he recognized that it's not the removal of the suffering, right? Bearing the suffering while being consoled is really the true calling of the Christian, right? To be willing
Yes.
to bear the suffering so that you might be consoled, right? There are very few times in life that you need consolation, but when you mourn, you do. You need comforting. And people need to be able to share that love. I mean, that's really charity in action when they share that love with you. And that was a really beautiful thing to watch him transition from.
It was.
I think that it is almost a perfect example of what you are articulating there.
Oh, I think it is. I think it was. And he was his witness, and presumably those around him was so faithful and awe-inspiring. And just a quick aside, and I may not do it justice. I had a professor say, we're going to do something, might as well do it poorly, and I'm about to do it now. I've been studying Blessed Conchita.
All
So
right.
this is her portrait. This is a book. This is her book. I think we had a show up. We did. We had a show
Did.
on her.
We
So
did. Yes,
I'll
we
put a
did.
link into that.
Yeah.
Here's another book of hers. You might recognize relevance to us, Seasons of the Soul, the
Right.
Four
Yes.
Seasons in the Soul. Yes. And this is her image as she was. During the
Right.
course, one of the parts through the study, and then I had the pleasure of hearing the priest who's advancing her cause of canonization. She's blessed now. So is her idea of consoling Christ in his divine humanity.
Right.
So let's, and I took her serious. And a couple hundred pages, and that's a constant idea that we have that opportunity to console Christ in his humanity during his earthly sojourn. And through the rosary in a real practical way, those events in his life
Right.
or we know you brought up the scourge of abortion and euthanasia, and that consolation to his heart,
Right.
the indifference that so many people have to our blessed Lord, and how that wounds him in a real way, in a true human
And
way.
in a truly human way, right?
In a truly human way. And we as women, as mothers, especially Conchita, a wife, mother, grandmother, We can, with our love and prayers, assist in consoling our blessed Lord.
Yeah, and I was
There's
thinking,
no other faith. There is no other faith that comes close to anything like that.
no, I not no, not not to to tangibly trying to come to grips with the authentic humanity of Christ, right? That he was body and blood, that he truly was that. Going along with what you were saying, I think that this mistaken notion that simply the removal of the suffering is sufficient. Now we are starting to hear these stories, horror stories, honestly. I mean, just terrifying things where people in Europe, are going to countries where euthanasia is legal. So they'll leave one country, they'll go to another country, and then a family member will get a note, a week later or 2 weeks later saying, we're sending you the remains of your grandmother, the remains of your mother, your sister. And the devastation that comes into the heart of that person who has to receive that information, because there is a dual relationship between sorrow and consolation. One mourns, another consoles. And you really see the drawing together of the social community that God wants to establish among his children. And so when someone suffers, someone does console, or someone longs to console the sufferer. And when you simply remove the suffering and think that that is a solution, you've left this enormous chasm of emotional consolation that someone longed to provide to the person who suffered. And it becomes very hard for that person. I mean, these poor people who are now having to, who would have ever thought that we would have had to articulate something like this? Right, that I think about this one young man whose grandmother took her own life in such a way, and he just thought, wasn't I worthy of you being with just one more day, because I would have spent one more day just with you, right? I mean, so it's like this thought that and it goes to that humility, back to that first door, the poverty of spirit that recognizes that you are not in control. Right, that you and it is the only thing that we really have to offer God is our poverty, right? It is our humility.
That's exactly right. That is truly about the only thing we do bring to the table that's ours.
Right. Yep. Yes, is our need, right? But luckily, we have a
What
God
does
who wants.
Paul say? I boast, but in the cross of Christ, right? If I'm
That's
going to
it.
boast, let's boast there. Okay. All right, my friends. I told you we were opening up with blue. But
A can of
all
worms.
right, it's a little longer, and you all know how to use your devices. So once we discover God's consolation, our hearts begin to soften towards others. So the next door opens into a surprising strength that looks like gentleness. In the next episode, we will walk through Blessed Are the Meek. Till then, my friends, fides. Viracha.